Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 78th Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Dana Goldfein. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Co-director of a documentary called Hallelujah, Leonard Cohen, A Journey, A Song. It's a pleasure for me to have you here because not only am I a huge fan of yours and Daniel Geller, who's of course the co-director. Ballet Russe, for example, from 2005 is an amazing film.
Oh, thank you.
I'm also a huge fan of Leonard Cohen, of course, but I'm fully aware of the fact that, you know, people listening to this may not even know who Leonard Cohen is. This documentary will definitely help, and I suggest to anyone to watch it. But in the meantime, how would you introduce Leonard Cohen to anyone who maybe doesn't know anything about him or not much about him?
I think that actually in Europe, everyone knows who Leonard Cohen is. I think that the audience, ironically, that doesn't know Leonard as well are the Americans. I mean, definitely Canada knows him. What would I say? He was a deeply profound poet and songwriter who, across the span of his life, wrote songs that only he could have written. But that being said, he expressed in those songs the deepest parts of humanity, whether it was spiritual or carnal.
And we'll get into the documentary a bit more, but I'd also like to kind of find out a little bit about your personal connection with Leonard Cohen. What's your earliest memory that you would connect with a song by him, or when did you first become aware of Leonard Cohen?
I think it was probably my deepest initial connection would have been Jeff Buckley singing Hallelujah.
Right, right. Really.
And just, you know, listening to his version of it on Grace, and it starts with this breath. And it's just, I don't think I'd ever heard a song that started with just someone deeply breathing, and then he goes into this unbelievable song.
Well, as the documentary suggests, of course, and you do ask people how they kind of became aware of the song, Hallelujah, It was that version that kind of people mention a lot. And I want to get to that point, actually, because this, obviously, a very important part of this documentary is that so much of it revolves around this magnum opus, really, by Leonard Cohen. Hallelujah, which is a song that has a fascinating multi-year journey. But what are the challenges about kind of making a film with this specific structure rather than the more perhaps traditional biographical documentary structure?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, it was both a gift and a challenge. Getting to look at Leonard through the prism of that particular song allowed us to focus and do a biography, but it didn't have to sprawl quite as much. To have an organizing principle like Hallelujah, which we feel like within that song, everything that mattered to Leonard is expressed, whether it's spiritual or sexual or it's just all there.
The spirit and the flesh.
Exactly.
Kind of all mixed
into one. And so it felt like the perfect, I mean, so much of his work is like that anyway, but that felt like the perfect song to do that. And then once we'd chosen that, it was sort of a relief because we didn't have to go all the way back to his birth. You know, it allowed us to sort of scratch our heads for a minute and say, we should start from the moment that he announces to the world that he's not just a poet and a writer, but he's a singer, songwriter. And so that gave us this ability to start from him at age 30 and, leap off from there.
Which is a formidable thing, really, because it's almost a little too late in life by some standards, especially by today's standard. His body of work is amazing. We might have to wrap it up now, and this will have to be the last question, but I'd love to know more about kind of your work in this film, because there's so much archive footage and so much in it, so much music, so many contributions. Was it a multi-year project, and how was it to kind of live with Leonard Cohen for such a long period of time? Did you get to know him better?
I can't imagine living with any subject for that long except for Leonard Cohen. He's just so deep and complex, and honestly, I'm not tired of the song. I'm not tired of him singing the song because, you know, when we were cutting together the last sequence where he goes out on the road and has his amazing comeback in his 70s, you know, there's a sequence where we cut together all these different cities where he's performing that song, and it was a very hard sequence to cut because he sang it differently every night.
Yeah, yeah.
Not with different intent necessarily, but, you know, he would mix and match some of the verses, and...
he felt it every time.
And he felt it every time. He brought something new to every audience.
Yeah.
So it was a... We got the idea for it 7 years ago. We pitched it to Leonard and Robert Corey, his manager, and then it's been a it's been a long, winding journey.
Well, it's a fascinating documentary, and anyone who really wants to know more about Leonard Cohen and just the nature of songwriting should watch this film. And it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. So thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure's mine too.
Thanks a lot. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.